Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I'm Richard Dante, a geotechnical engineer, and I did test borings on this property and also did percolation tests. My test borings went down to for our geotechnical information and monitoring well, went down to a maximum of 25 feet. And the soil conditions we encountered are not decomposed granite, but they're decomposed granitic sand. They're depositional soil down to that level, to 25 feet. The well driller's log indicated decomposed granite down to a level of 60 feet before he hit hard rock, and his first water was encountered at 240 feet below surface. To answer one of the questions that was asked by a board member of evidence of fracture or non-fracturing, if you encounter groundwater in a test hole, and we have a test well that went down about 800 feet, if you encounter water, that is direct evidence that there's fracture in the bedrock. If you don't encounter water, that is reasonably good evidence that there are not continuous interconnected fractures in the bedrock. So that is the best evidence that we have, is that no water seepage or any evidence of water coming into the well was encountered until 240 feet below surface. We did six test holes, as I indicated, down to a depth of 25 feet, and we did percolation tests in four of those test holes at depths ranging from 10 to 11 and a half feet. As Mr. Keeling showed on his presentation, the percolation rates in three of those test holes was 10 minutes per inch, in the fourth test hole, 20 minutes per inch. All in an excellent, very suitable range for a standard septic system. And it was our opinion that a standard septic system was suitable for this property and would not have impacted adjacent wells or any other adjacent septic systems. However, this alternative treatment system that's now being proposed is certainly a good deal, would have a good deal less impact on any well in the area, because the disposal field, first of all, the effluent quality will be excellent. It'll be better than secondary. And also the disposal fields are shallow, where some evapotranspiration will be taken up. And I'll try to summarize very quickly. One of the things I wanted to point out was the misnomer calling seepage pits wells, where they're used for septic effluent. They are not wells, they're seepage pits, and they're a different purpose from a well. And Mr. Keeling had it right. Mr. Hunkel needs to redefine what a well is, because there are seepage pits. And the second item I wanted to mention, that I have reviewed Mr. Bierman's hydrologic study, and the 24% seems reasonable, that 24% might be effluent into the recharge of the water. It's probably twice as high as it should be, because there's going to be recharge taking place upslope of the project. It's not going to be all recharge vertically down below the project. Even if it were, it's hard to see how you could come up with 75 feet of effluent discharge, considering rainfall, runoff, and infiltration into the soil, and the fact that much of the recharge will come from well upslope of all development in the Highlands area. Thank you very much, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
Any questions?
Question?
Dr. Press?
Mr. Dante, could you, just given what you said about the suitability of the site for septic, could you speculate about why very nearby sites, leach fields, have failed?
Yes, I certainly could, because many of those systems are old, were undersized to begin with, and were very shallow. And The major question is, why did they last as long as they did? Probably because the usage was fairly low.
But age by itself, is there a design difference, a depth difference, size difference? You've mentioned size.
A lot of those leach field systems are shallow systems that may be 3 feet, two to 3 feet deep.
Uh-huh.
Very shallow,
okay.
And they're very small. There are some of them that are 20 to 30 feet long.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Question for Matt. The percolation rates that he mentioned, how does that compare with what would be an acceptable perc rate?
It's all well within the numeric criteria.
What's the range? Because I know that if a perc rate is too fast, that indicates we may not getting cleansing through soil. And if it's too slow,
you don't want it too fast. You don't want it too slow.
Yeah. So what is that range, and where does this data fit in?
Yeah. Usually, I think it's God. I'm trying to remember what the bottom line is.
6 to 30 minutes per inch. 6 to 30 minutes per inch.
These were within 10 to 20.
So 6 to 30 minutes is the range?
Yeah. I think our basin plan range is actually a little bit larger. Are you citing the basin plan number? I think it actually even goes higher than that. But this is in the fast range. So the lower the number you have in minutes per inch, the faster the percolation rate.
Right. And quicker it can get down to groundwater.
Yeah. I think our cutoff is actually maybe even lower than 6. If I recall correctly, it might even be around somewhere between 2 and 5.
Okay. Let's move on to David Holland.
Late arrival.
Hello, I'm David Holland. I'm the owner of Monterey Bay Analytical Services. We are, my wife and I own an environmental laboratory here in Monterey County. And Mr. Young, I just wanted to allay your concerns. I could see growing that people aren't testing their water. Because we're very busy. Our business has been growing steadily. And a lot of that is through the requirements of the environmental health on these small water systems that they do their testings, even the 2 to 4 connections. The single connections, like Mr. Cashby would be, many of those people, upon having a well drilled, want to know what their water quality is. Is it safe to drink? So we nearly always get those water samples into our lab for complete analysis. You know, the Title 22, General Mineral Physical and Inorganic. And we've tested Mr. Cashby's property that he currently lives on, the new site, the well on the new site, proposed site, and then another neighbor, and we tested him for surfactants. We tested him for nitrates and E. coli bacteria and phosphates. And we did not find these in any of these three wells. So in the immediate area, we did not see a problem. We do a lot of testing. Our business does testing for the Carmel Riviera Mutual Water Company, which is in the adjacent area. And they have many wells there, about 10 or 11 wells. We don't see contamination, bacterial contamination in those wells.
Do you see surfactant contamination?
No, we do not. We do... We tested in El Paso Creek. It's one of the surface water supplies. There was no surfactants present. The nitrate level was 3 parts per million. No phosphates present. We test raw water testing at Carmel Riviera. We quantitate the E. coli and total coliform level. Over a period of the last 5 months, the total coliform level ranged in the upper 800s per 100 mils to about 15, and 4 out of the 5 E. coli were less than 1. And the one that was present, we had 1. In other words, we're seeing a clean watershed, and the surrounding wells that we've tested, we have seen no evidence of contamination from septic systems. And all of our data for these larger mutual water company system is forwarded to environmental health. It's a requirement by environmental health. So environmental health has all of this data on all these, in Carmel Riviera specifically, but not for these individual homeowners. That's basically up to them.
How close is the Carmel River area to these sites right here?
I'd have to defer to maybe 3/4 of a mile. But it is in the highlands area, and it is similar housing, similar densities, leach fields, septic tanks, very similar type of situation.
Is this where the Carmel Highlands Inn used to be? Maybe it's changed its name now.
I don't believe
the facility is there. Does it have a different name, or is it still
Highlands
called
Inn? Is still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Because the Carmel River is a ways from.
Well, he's talking. The municipal water company is called Carmel Riviera.
Carmel Riviera Mutual Water Company.
Okay.
Which gets its water source is a combination of surface water and shallow and deeper wells.
Okay. All right. You got about another 20 seconds.
I'm finished.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any board questions?
If I may, I can just clarify your question.
Sure.
The range in our basin plan is from 1 to 60 minutes per inch. And the lower you get down or the faster the percolation rate, the greater the vertical separation requirement from the bottom of the disposal area to first encounter groundwater. And they exceed that as well based on that 10 minutes per inch percolation rate, Mr. Dante.
Have you found any surfactants or other evidence of wastewater contamination in any of the water wells that would be considered part of this general area?
No, not in this area. Historically, years ago, there was one man who came to our laboratory. He was having his water tested, and he was continually having bacterial, no matter how many times he sanitized his well. He happened to be downstream from a trailer park, which had a very large leach field system. We decided, let's check for surfactants. And it was very obviously present. It was very obviously present that leach field was influencing the groundwater. And so that was my experience where, yes, you can see septic discharge into a well by looking for surfactants. And if you don't find it, you feel a certain degree of confidence.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
All right. Andrew Brownstone.
My name is Andrew Brownstone. I own Biosphere Consulting. I am the designer that designed the alternative engineered on-site wastewater treatment system. I'm not going to spend any time talking about it because it's not being contested, that it's reliable, it's effective, it's proven. These are all over the place, all over the country. The one that I specified, I have the utmost confidence that it's going to go far above and beyond, as everybody seems to be agreeing. So I would like to spend my time, limited time here, talking basically just as a septic consultant expert on some other issues. I want to quickly outline the difference between a conventional septic system and a treatment system, which I'm sure you're well aware of. The reason I want to explain that with a conventional septic system, it's known and it's designed with the knowledge that it has a limited lifespan. We know from day one a traditional conventional septic system begins to fail because it is dispersing septic tank effluent with a high organic content that will begin building a slime mat or a biomat on the trench bottom and sidewalls. We try to shoot for about a 30-year in the industry. We want the system to last 30 years. The only system that we were able to really identify had a recent failure was only one. In the south region, it's over almost 200 feet from the Kashvi site, and it was almost 50 years old, even though it was only a 20-foot long leach line and it was only 2 feet deep. And I think, in my professional opinion, that's like the best test you can do for proving that you have ideal situation site conditions for conventional septic system. 50 years, very minimal sizing, way undersized leach field. It functioned great for almost 50 years. It was repaired with modern components promptly and professionally by a competent septic installer. So, again, I think that goes to show that the conditions in this area are favorable for a conventional system. The fact that we're doing going above and beyond with an alternative system should alleviate any concerns there. A lot of these other components, this D-box, which is not designed to discharge in any way. If it were to leak, it is far down gradient. It's in the near surface soils where there's abundant microbial populations that eat the stuff up. I've looked at the area carefully. I've done a lot of near-surface soil sampling and analysis, and again, I can't stress enough that this, so much of this seems like a non-issue, but I really think the last testifier nailed it. There's no contamination in any of the wells in the Carmel Highlands.
How often does this system need to have its solids removed, and where do the solids go?
The manufacturer says that it really depends on the use, you know, what people are eating, how many people, but it should be 7 to 10 years to have the tank pumped for this type of system.
And where does someone take that material?
Same place any septic tank pumper takes it, to the municipal wastewater treatment nearby treatment plant.
All right, any questions from the board? Dr. Press?
How tall is the system that you design, that you would install on this site? How big is it?
Depth? Are you interested in depth?
Yeah, just how...
Not
how tall. How big is it?
Okay,
I can explain it. What's the footprint?
It basically looks very much like a conventional septic system. You have, in this case, a 1,500-gallon septic tank. It's watertight, has a pump in it that recirculates through a filter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to a second pump, small pump chamber, that then pressurizes your very shallow two different dispersal systems, drip tubing and trenches.
Okay, do you see anything from the surface?
You do. You see, in this case, there'll be 3 24-inch diameter gasketed fiberglass bolted down lids for the access to the tank, and the top of the filter pod, which is about 7 by 2 rectangle, also bolted down, gasketed.
Okay. How much more expensive than a conventional system would you estimate that it costs?
There's a lot of variables, but about twice.
Twice,
but not much over.
And is it in your opinion, would it be able to handle more discharge than what you could put in the site, what a conventional septic system that you could put in that site?
If I understand your question
more
correctly,
flow.
Absolutely. In Santa Cruz County, where I do the bulk of my work, the environmental health allows, and you guys allow ultimately, a 50% reduction in how much leach field you need. And for the same reason, we're dispersing of, even though you don't drink it, it's water. There's no biomass, slime mat buildup in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to fail. The trenches should not fail if this thing's working, and it's been proven to work for years.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Can you tell us what a D-box is and what function does it have?
So the D stands for, in this case, distribution. It's in a conventional septic system. You'd only use these in conventional septic systems. You have your septic tank, and then the gravity flow of your septic tank effluent, clarified septic tank effluent, goes through a gravity line to a box that then simply splits the flow into 3, 4, 6, 8 different trenches. It's all it is. It's like a T-fitting in pipe. And, it has no discharge from it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Anything else, Dr. Hunter? No. Okay. Jim Staples, followed by Rick Cashvey. Okay. That's your choice. Mr. Cashvey?
Chairman and women, we'd like to thank you for your time today. It's been a long road. It's been almost 4 years. This whole thing started out because of a private view issue. It's unfortunate the process gets abused, but maybe something good will come of it. Your staff is supporting this project. We've had almost 4 years of experts on my side. I'd like to bring this to a head today. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right.
And one more card here.
Okay.
I don't know if this
You're holding out on me, Roger.
I don't know if this is a client of Mr.
Okay. John Wilson.
I am part of the time from Mr. Jungle, but I'd like to clear up some connection.
Well, I'll give you 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
There was an agreement about in advance about the time and that Mr. Yunkel would...
Yes, but there's a cover-up.
And I think you worked on that.
Is this one of his clients?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was an
agreement.
This is
one of the four clients.
Yeah, okay. So unfortunately, I won't be able to allow you to rebut anything. Okay. We are back to board discussion, correct?
We might have some...
Or staff response. And
might have
staff
some
response?
Staff
okay. Go ahead, Matt.
I don't know a good way to sum this up. It's hard not to agree with either side of the issue, depending on what perspective you're taking. My approach has been based on our standard site-specific analysis per the basin plan numeric criteria. I think I fairly well called into question the narrative prohibitions regarding the area as a whole. And again, just to kind of restate my position is that the system that's being proposed is protective. The site data that we have, although is questionable with regard to its lateral extent, which I pointed out, when you look at any geologic cross section, you may go out 2 feet and hit fractures. You may go out a couple hundred feet and still not hit them. But I think the pump test data that they submitted indicates that is likely not the case. The real question is the well for that proposed property at risk from the other systems, and how does that well placement affect the neighboring property owner's ability to repair or replace their systems when they fail? And I think that's a real issue. The problem that I had in approaching this process from our perspective and our authority per the basin plan is that we don't permit the wells. We permit the on-site wastewater disposal systems. And so I kind of had to set aside my issues with regard to that well placement and whether I'm satisfied with the way the county is addressed that well placement. That's a whole other discussion that I'm not going to go into.
Matt, how about, though, the placement of this on-site disposal system in relation to its own water well?
It meets the numeric criteria in our basin plan for setbacks based on the data that we have. The only question is would we want to apply that 250-foot setback requirement based on fracture conditions in considering the Carmel Highlands area as a whole? We don't have the data to show how far afield from this property we do start to see fractures and whether or not the vertical separation that we see of approximately 60 feet to the top of the granite is sufficient. Again, based on the numeric criteria that we have, it is.
Do you have a slide that has the basin plan sections that the board is being asked to wave?
I do have the fractured one. I figured that was going to come up as a question.
Well, the question, Matt, his question was the ones that the board is being asked to waive.
Really the waiver is for, well, the problem as I understand it, and this is kind of a difficult concept for me, is that originally the basin plan establishes the criteria by which we are supposed to evaluate and permit on-site wastewater disposal systems, and I'm going to rely on Francis to verify this for me, and that when we step outside of that, those criteria and those design criteria and those prohibitions, and one of the prohibitions relates back to delegating our permit authority to the local agencies and then how the MOUs are written. And so the one issue is that the MOU doesn't allow the county to approve engineered systems, and then the engineered system falls outside of the standard criteria within our basin plan. And so those types of systems were formally approved or waived, if you will, under the general waiver policy within the water code that expired, I think it was, like, in 2003. And now we're required to have site-specific waivers for any specific situation that kind of falls outside of what the basin plan specifies we can and can't do. Is that...
Not really.
The waiver is because it's an alternative.
It's because it's an alternative system.
And so we just have to approve an alternative system to the standard system.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but in their ordinance, they cite two sections from our basin plan, one dealing with lot sizes, dwelling densities, or site conditions causing detrimental impacts to water quality. And that's kind of what I was referring to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can bring those up as well. Let's see. What did I do with my...
I wanted to put up so we could look at exactly what...
Where did I hide my presentation here? Here we go.
Is this right, Roger?
There we go.
Is that essentially what the board is being asked?
Well, that goes to the management plan, I think, in terms of the overall area, as opposed to this site-specific situation.
What really called this whole... project into play was, well, here's the prohibition for the fractures. I don't know if you want to read that or not. You want me to skip to the two other ones you're talking about, but these are what I'm calling the narrative prohibitions.
Mr. Jeffries asked me the question, which is, okay, if it meets all the criteria, why does it need a waiver?
Because they're proposing an advanced or engineered type system, and that's why I tried to.
But it's
I can explain that. So under, you know, if someone wants to discharge waste, they're required to submit a report of waste discharge and obtain waste discharge requirements. So you had in your basin plan a waiver of the requirement to obtain waste discharge requirements if certain things occurred, but that waiver has been sunsetted in 2003, so you no longer have in your basin plan a waiver of waste discharge requirements. So anyone who wants to do something, wants to discharge waste, and must submit a report of waste discharge, and since there's no general waiver anymore in the basin plan, it has to come to the board for an individual waiver until you readopt a new waiver. So all the waiver isn't waiving any conditions of your basin plan. It's simply a waiver of the requirement to obtain waste discharge requirements. So instead of a waste discharge requirements, they're going to have a waiver that sets forth conditions. Among the conditions are all the conditions Matt discussed. They also have to meet the ordinance of the city and all those kinds of conditions. So the discussion of that term waiver is rather misleading, because it's not waiving anything other than you're saying they don't have to have waste discharge requirements, which means really they don't have to pay an annual fee forever and things like that. They still have to meet all the conditions that you set forth.
Okay.
Also,
thank you, Francis.
Can add to that?
Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay.
If I can add to it, the irony is that the site actually qualifies for a conventional septic system as far as meeting the basin plan criteria. The project proponent proposed upgrading the treatment, which then kicks them into an alternative system, which requires an action by the board.
Can I ask a question along these lines?
Of course.
So now I understand what the waiver is that we're being asked to either grant or deny. What would explain then the basin plan exemption that was granted by staff?
Can I have Francis? No, I'm just kidding. maybe she could do
I can do that,
because
too.
It's another part of this.
It's very similar, I think.
The section 8.3J, right? Is that the section that...
I don't remember the sections. I'm sorry.
The regional board or executive officer may grant exemptions to prohibitions for engineered new on-site disposal systems.
Okay, so that also had to do with this new system.
Right, so if they didn't... request a new system, we wouldn't even be here.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the basin plan exemption request. And
why
didn't
you say so?
You know, I tried. I just didn't do a very good job. I'm sorry. I'm a technical guy.
You did say that at the beginning, but it was a long time ago.
So, and again, I think it bears out repeating the situation that the board here is acting on the waste discharge. It's not about permitting the well. And so what you have before you is an action related to this waste discharge, which actually goes beyond the basin plan requirements in terms of what they're proposing for treatment. And so that's what you have before you. The project opponents spoke strictly about how they disagree with the county in the county permitting the well.
Okay. Now I want to raise another issue here, because if it were just involving granting the waiver, I think that's one issue, but we're involved in another whole issue with the county, which involves that area, public policy, public health, involved in that area, development in that area, and certain actions that take place in that area. So that's sort of an overlay, unfortunately, for Mr. Kashfi, that I'm struggling with. And so I'm still concerned that we're all of a sudden we're allowing something that sort of hadn't been allowed before, or are we? Aside from the, have there been other developments or other projects in this area that put in conventional septic tanks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the county's permitted before.
No.
No.
Yeah.
It's not something that we haven't done before.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. That actually solved a lot of my problems. Thanks.
Also, as you said, the area-wide thing is another layer. And previously, this board has, when it has taken a similar kind of action to say we need to have an area-wide solution, has allowed the applicants who are at a certain point, in this case, the county, cut it off as complete applications, I think is what you said. And so this board has done the same thing. Rather than taking an action that cuts off someone who's been 4 years in the permitting process, the board has allowed those to proceed. So that's consistent with previous board actions as well.
Dr. Press?
This may be a question for either staff or our council. I'm not sure how we can deny this. What findings are there that we could make to deny this? I'm not sure I've heard any.
It seems that the staff has testified, and the other testimony you've heard is that the system meets and exceeds all the requirements of the basin plan.
And the basin plan would then...
There's not evidence to support that it doesn't meet the basin plan. There's the concern about...
Can you speak louder, Francis?
I'm sorry. I would say that the evidence that's presented is that the proposal meets all the basin plan requirements and exceeds them. And so I agree with Dr. Press that it would be difficult to say no based on the evidence.
And maybe as a follow-up, and this will be for staff, can you tell us what additional analysis could be done that would more definitively than already determine that the alternative system would meet the basin plan requirements? In other words, maybe getting at lateral issues, maybe getting characterizing the location of fracture better. I mean, is there some more data? Are there more data that we could have to establish this?
I don't think so. I think the only
in the site.
Yeah, I think the only thing that we may find, and it would still meet the basin plan criteria, is if they did go in and do a series of three additional borings to 70 feet where they cored instead of drilling it, and that way you'd definitely get a more definitive look at whether or not the bedrock was fractured. Even if they did find that the bedrock or the granite was fractured at that 60-foot layer beneath that depositional decomposed granitic sand, I'm going to try to be consistent with the technology here, it would still meet the criteria in the basin plan. I mean, we still have a sufficient amount of vertical separation between the bottom and the disposal area and where the fractures are.
OK.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's all I could. No, the only reason I could see, I don't know, I should probably not say this, but, you know, the only reason I could say we could deny the project is if, you know, we're so concerned about the Cashview well and the subsequent property owners having impacts and, you know, issues regarding the other property owners. I mean, the only reason to deny it would be to trump the county's permitting of that well, I think. But that we can't, I don't think we have the authority to do that.
What do we do to make sure that the county completes its wastewater management plan timely, one, and two, what do we do to ensure that the county provides staff with its data on the status of the currently permitted septic systems?
Well, I suppose we could issue some other letters that say thou shall do this or that.
Well, didn't our letter say that we would no longer be allowing any more county permitted systems until we have this on site?
Well, that was prior to their ordinance and this issue at hand. I was trying to kind of force the county into a corner with some of my earlier letters, and I basically said we weren't going to go through this process that we're going through right now because we wanted a bigger picture solution to address it, and just to kind of make them
make
that decision.
I think we do want that.
Oh, we do.
And I see, you know, I began looking at this as a kind of a leverage point with the county to get the county to go ahead and do what it should have done a long time ago. So that still is a concern of mine. You know, the county should know what's going on with the septic tanks in this entire area.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
you could, and of course it's a big process, but adopt a prohibition like you've adopted in other areas for this area pending that, but that may take as long as them finishing the study.
Necessarily.
But you can, I mean, you have the authority to adopt a prohibition for
right.
specific areas and for specific types of discharges through, but it needs to be through a basin plan.
And I think maybe that information that we can adopt a prohibition should be sent to the county.
Yeah.
Just so that they're aware that we can do something. I mean, the recommendations or suggestions don't seem to get through, so.
Yeah, can I?
Maybe just let them know that.
They're here.
Yeah, I think they just heard us.
No, I know, but just saying this,
it is
just saying this to these people
here,
doesn't.
Yeah.
But the
county
board of supervisors.
It needs to get to the supervisors. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so just let them know that, I mean, we really hope they do what they say they're going to do.
Well,
and
maybe the board just needs to write a letter.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To.
Maybe I can, Roger, I don't know if I can speak to the draft update to these sections of the, have you seen them yet? We basically have a draft basin plan amendment.
Oh, the,
for these,
the basin plan.
For this
right,
language
I think it's
in particular.
It's supposed to come in May. Is it May?
Yeah.
And the septic tank.
And we've already discussed it with the county. I think Sorrel has gone around with. So it's been public information, and all the local oversight agencies have looked at it. And one of the changes that's been made in that language is it now says that the local agencies shall prepare on-site wastewater management plans for these areas. So unless that changes come May, that will be the basin plan update before you, and that will definitely carry a lot more weight than the existing language that we have in the basin plan.
Good point.
With regard to forcing the hand of local agencies. The only risk is that a local agency may look at it and say, this is an insurmountable task, we can't do it, and they're going to throw their hands up and say, you can have it all back, we don't want it. And then staff is left with having to permit all these systems individually.
Dr. Hunter, did you have something to add? No.
I'd like to make a motion, unless there's more discussion on this.
I just have a comment before a motion is made, Mr. Chair, and it was a statement by an individual that gave some testimony earlier about the credibility of Mr. Briggs, Mr. Keating, and the county staff in collusion. All these people are very professional, and I've known most of them for many, many years, and I can guarantee you that none of these people are in collusion to make one decision one way or the other. They base all their decisions on facts. And I take that as a board member personally, because I know these individuals and are very professional people.
Hear, hear. And I'll move staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would like to pose the question that we kind of touched on earlier with regard to additional ones.
This is restricted to just this particular property.
Now, you do not want to see a general waiver for the other additional.
Oh, take this up. Take this up first.
Yeah, they have a motion and a second.
Take this up first.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, now your point about the...
Yeah, you think I would have understood the process by now, but I guess not. I just want to try to clarify board's direction on how you would like staff to proceed with these additional limited number of pending applicants when we receive them. Should we try... Are you willing to look at the general waiver that's consistent with this, or would you like to address these all individually as we did today? And we may never see any of these.
I would say we should see them because they could be very different. As you say, it could take a long time. It doesn't sound like it's going to be 48 hours of back-to-back hearings to consider them. So I'd rather hold on to the prerogative to have a look at them.
Very well.
Agree. And I just hope we can get the data completed that you referred to. Also would have been nice to have to know more about this entire area and its integrity.
That's long overdue.
It is.
Can I give you another perspective on that? As I said, no? Can we vote on that?
No.
As I said, it's ironic because the reason they ended up before us is because they actually increased the treatment. And now by saying that any future ones should come before the board, may be providing an incentive for people to not do the same thing and not increase the treatment, because that would elevate them to coming before the board.
But that's not going to be an issue because of the county's interim ordinance.
Because it says...
Because it says that they have to meet a certain standard of treatment, which pretty much...
Oh, that dictates the advance.
Dictates rate. That they're going to have this or a similar type of system with disinfection and
okay, so that's not an
more
issue.
Advanced disposal, dispersal system.
All right. Thanks for clarifying that.
Okay. Thank you very much.